I am terrific, thanks, Lee.
Congratulations on the release of With Love from Wish & Co.
Thank you so very much. And it's an exciting time when a new book makes its way out into the world.
Now, let's get a quick rundown as to what this book is all about, because you're known for Star Crossed. That was your previous release, wasn't it? And that got rave reviews.
Well, thank you. Yes, my first book was Star Crossed, and then the follow-up to that was called The Lost Love Song, and that poor little baby came out in March 2020. So you can imagine what happened to that one. It was a kind of a, you know, COVID-affected baby, I have to say.
Yeah.
And now this is my third book, With Love from Wish & Co. And this is a, it's a love story, effectively, but it's very much about gifts and gift-giving and why gifts are important to us and why we like to both give and receive them.
And where did you draw the inspiration for this particular story? Has it been, you know, stored away for a while, or did you create it after the last couple of years?
Well, like a lot of writers, I have a day job, and there was a time a while ago where my day job was getting me down a bit, and so I set my imagination loose on, well, what else could you do? What other kind of day jobs could you do? And my imagination came up with this great idea that I could be a professional gift buyer and that wealthy men would employ me to buy gifts for all the people in their lives that they couldn't be bothered going and finding gifts for. Now, I don't even know if that's a thing, and of course I never did actually do it, but the great thing about being a novelist is in the book you can be whoever, whatever you want.
That's so the creative license, isn't it?
So I created this character, Marnie Fairchild, who is a professional gift buyer. She has an extremely good client called Brian Charlesworth. And you would have heard that expression, Lee, it's the thought that counts.
Many a time.
Well, he just doesn't want to do that thinking, so he outsources the thinking to Marnie. And usually she's extremely good at what she does. She stalks her quarries on social media and works out what would be the perfect gift for all the people in his portfolio.
Wow.
But then she makes an uncharacteristic mistake and she mixes up the gift for his wife and the gift for his lover.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Two boxes, same size, same shape, very different contents because they're destined for two very different women.
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong, hey?
Well, you'll have to read the book to find out, won't you?
Indeed.
So you're in Hobart at the moment. Are you loving Tasmania through winter or are you looking for a bit of sunshine?
Well, August is my birthday month, so I have a special fondness for August, even though it is a little bit chilly. So, you know, winter is a good time. I like my Ugg boots, I like my knitting, I like a pot of tea, so I'm pretty happy in winter, really.
Absolutely sorted. A book release and a birthday and all of that in 1 month.
Yeah, good time.
You're set.
And in September, though, on the other side of my birthday month, I am coming to Devonport to do an event at the very fabulous Devonport Bookshop, and I believe they might even have a few copies of my book in their window at some point.
That wouldn't surprise me. We will have Tim from Devonport Bookshop on our show later this afternoon, actually.
Well, you can ask him about his amazing windows that they do in there. They're really something else.
Yeah, and he knows his stuff too. So you're currently doing a signing in Hobart, so we have to wait a couple of weeks for you to come up to the northwest coast to show your wares, so to speak.
Yes, but I'd love to meet any readers who are happy to you know, make their way out on a weekday evening. Tim might be able to firm up the date with you, but I'd love to meet any readers up in Devonport who want to come say hi.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know it's probably too soon to ask, but are you already working on your next muse?
Of course. So I have a novella coming out early next year, which is going only to Audible. So it won't ever be a print book. It will just be an audio book. So that's called Wild Apples, and it's set in a parallel universe version of the southern Tasmanian town of Signet. So once upon a time in its history, Signet went by the name of Lovett, and my book is set in Lovett.
Yeah, right.
So there's that, so the novella coming out early next year.
And what was the decision behind making that audio only?
Well, Audible approached me and asked for, you know, a shorter work,
yeah,
that would be purely an audiobook.
Wow.
And, you know, we authors love being commissioned to do things. We love being offered work. That's great. Yeah. So, and in addition to that, I'm working on another novel that will be a paper book, and you know, the whole thing. And that will be set in the same world that With Love from Wish & Co. is set in, which is also the same world that Starcross is set in, although they only have sort of slight links to each other.
Yeah.
But if you were a very careful reader, and if you paid attention to the character of Ivy in With Love from Wish & Co. and see what she's up to, you might get some clues about what Millie Dark's next book is about.
A little Easter egg for us there.
That's right.
Really enjoyed talking to you this afternoon. Minnie Dark, the author of With Love from Wish & Co. It is out now at all good bookshops, and I will raise Tim up the Savo and ask about whether your book is in his display.
Thank you very much, Lee.